or list 'em. Love or list 'em.
Welcome to Love 'em or List 'em. We do this every single Thursday at 7:55. You know, dating can be weird. It can be challenging. We've all been in those unique dating situations where we ask our friends and family for help. Well, this is that moment where all of us can gather around as a Kyle, Brian, and Sarah Morning Show family to help out one of our own early in a relationship most of the time. Today we got Abby. Summer 24 is going well for her so far. She met the family last weekend.
Ooh, that's a big step.
Problem is there's somebody else that's now in the mix that she doesn't know what to do about. So, Abby, I mean, this is going well. You have this guy, Ryan, that you care about. You met his family last weekend. So what happened?
Yeah, so one would think that, you know, things are going really well, but he has a twin. And I think I'm way more attracted to his twin than I am.
Oh, man. What is it about twins? I swear we've done something similar.
I was about to say, this is not the first time we've heard
over
this.
The years, it's like, oh, well, here comes the twin. So what happened in this situation in that moment? How did you feel?
Yeah. So, like, I've been trying to study them, and I'm like, okay, they're twins. But they're twins that don't look exactly alike, right? So they each kind of have their own personalities. And so Ryan's brother is way more my type when it comes to his personality. And I feel like Ryan kind of picked up that I was flirting with his brother last weekend.
Ooh.
And called me out on it later. So,
uh-oh. What'd you say?
Well, I tried to play dumb, saying I was just being friendly, but he was completely right.
Oh,
yeah, you're embarrassed that you got called out. Like, oh, my God, I'm like the girlfriend that's attracted to my boyfriend's brother.
Well, you can say, well, you're twins and you look a lot alike. And, you know, it's hard for me not to be attracted to someone who looks just like you.
He'll feel so much better after he hears that.
That for sure will solve things.
Okay. So why isn't it just like an easy decision for you?
I mean, so it's just like, it's really tough, right? Because I've been spending time with Ryan and now I'm just kind of stuck. I'm like, do I tell Ryan? Do I end it with him and not get with either one of them? Or should I just like put my chips on the table and be like, you know what? I like your twin brother more.
Yes, chips on the table. My opinion. Don't live with any regrets. You have to tell Ryan.
You definitely have to tell Ryan.
You have to tell him. You can't just go on with this little thing, especially if he's already noticing. But
yeah.
Talk to him about it. And then if you're interested in his brother, I mean, so long as he's good with it.
I don't know, dude. What about Thanksgiving? What about Christmas? Like,
cool with it?
I mean, would you be cool with it if your brother stole your girl?
I don't know. I'm not Ryan.
So do I tell Ryan, do I end it and not get with either one of them? Or do I put my chips on the table and just go for it?
Mm-hmm. It's like buying two of the same pairs of shoes, but two different color schemes. Maybe she just wants to, you know, wear this one day and then the other.
I thought he was going to say buying a pair of shoes and liking the right a little bit better than the left.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for that analogy for this. I think, Brian.
No, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it's okay. You had to try it.
First up, we have Justin. Justin, know that Abby is listening right now. What would you do if you're Abby or maybe even the brothers?
All right, so I don't know if I have advice for Abby, but I have to say, Abby's problematic, and I have advice for the twins. They need to run.
Okay, and why do you say this? It sounds like you might have experience in this.
Well, you know, I grew up with, most of my life, I grew up with twins. And they said weird people out there that want to date one of them, then is attracted to the other one, but secretly they had some strange kind of, you know,
fetish
fantasy about the whole thing.
Oh, so interesting.
I would advise the twins to run like Hades.
Not on Abby, it is telling the twins to be like, this girl is the I will find you girl from Wedding Crashers.
Twin fetish.
A twin fetish.
Learned that today.
Hey, thank you for calling, Justin. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Y'all run from Abby.
Bye.
Someone with a twin fetish just hanging outside of the IVF clinic. Ooh, such a higher chance for twins.
I don't know whether to laugh or think that joke's kind of creepy. I'll be honest.
I don't know.
Don't know how to feel about this right now.
Lands in a weird gray area.
It does. I don't quite know what to do.
I kind of don't know how to feel about myself.
I am uncomfortably laughing over here.
Is it a laugh or an uncomfortable laugh? You know, it's kind of both.
Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Brian,
for that.
For that moment.
Just that.
You gave all
really
of us.
You shouldn't have stayed out late last night.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't have. All right. Okay, with that, let's bring back Abby. And okay, Abby, here we go. Welcome back to Love 'Em or List 'Em. What are you going to do with this twinning situation that you are in right now?
You know what? I'm just going to put all my chips on the table. I'm going to list the guy that I'm dating because there's no way I can continue to hang out with Ryan and be way more attracted to his brother. Like,
yeah, that's probably true. But are you going to tell the brother?
Oh, I'm definitely going to tell the brother. I want to be honest. This is my life. It's my choices. And I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, and I understand your logic, too. Like, just because they're twins doesn't mean they're the same person. Like a Honda Odyssey and a Chrysler Pacifica may look like the same minivan, but I assure you I've test driven both, and they ride differently.
They're very different.
Completely different person. Don't give me that look, Sarah.
Abby, I'm just imagining if you had this conversation with the both of them at the same time, looking at Ryan saying her feelings, and then looking over at his brother who looks somewhat similar.
And going, huh?
And telling him, hey, what do you think about this? What an awkward conversation that you have in front of you. What do you think Ryan's going to say?
I mean, I think Ryan's going to be disappointed because, you know, we've been talking and, like, he introduced me to the family. But, I mean, now I don't have to, like, meet the family all over again.
I love it.
You know, that is a silver lining if there is one in this situation.
Maybe they're those, like, really close twins that are bros, and it's like, oh, man, if I can have her, then go you!
Oh, my God,
well,
Abby.
Good luck. This sounds tricky. I hope it works out for you.
This needs to turn into a 15-minute television show on the Bravo Network. Abby, best of luck with this, pushing your chips all the way in, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for all the advice. I want to make sure I test drive the right car.
Good for you.
Good
smart
luck.
All right. Well, take care, Abby. Thanks so much.
I do appreciate her openness and confidence in this situation. I'm very curious what it's going to sound like when she tells the current BF Ryan, hey, so about this relationship, I'm more into your twin.
We got to have her back on.
Or have them on together or something. All right, it's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix. Happy Thursday.